Welcome back to the Anxious Tradeswomen podcast, where I, your host, Louise Azzopardi, share what I've learned through the years, through the tears, so you don't have to. This is episode 38, and I'm going to be talking about social media as a tradesperson. This episode's supporter is Middies, and I will talk about them a bit more later on. So social media as a tradeswoman. What do I mean by this? Is putting yourself out on the internet as a woman who works in a typically male-dominated field. All right. Doesn't sound like a big deal, does it, right? But for those of you who are tradeswomen and who have experienced negative things for being a tradeswoman, it can be a big deal. And I've really just got a list of pros and cons here that I would like to discuss with you, because a lot of this can be happening in our head and feeling a bit bigger than it actually, well, it can, our brain can take things out of proportion, as it does. Gotta love brains. So social media as a tradeswoman, some of the pros is just like, I think it's a bit of general social media pros, you know, just not just for tradeswomen, but we're going to talk about it in for tradeswomen context. So connection. This is probably the biggest pro from social media that I can see, like, and that I've experienced. The connection is next level. A lot of us are the only woman on our site. Can be, have been, you know, maybe there's a couple of years now, but usually there's none or not too many. The connection and the community that you can build on social media is amazing. Like, for me personally, I've got almost 5,000 kind of followers and people that I'm following on Instagram. I've built a Facebook community that's got over 1,000 tradeswomen in it and tradespeople. And I've met some really amazing humans, made some really amazing friends, coached some really amazing tradeswomen through meeting them on social media. All right, another pro. Resume building. So pretty much if you are on social media and you are sharing projects that you're doing, yourself working, that kind of thing, it's actually kind of like a form of a resume that you can use. Like, typically we look at LinkedIn for kind of resume building, but really realistically these days you're putting something on the internet, it's out there for the world to see. And if you're putting positive stuff, work that you're proud of up on the internet, it is pretty much resume building. Inspiration is the third thing that I've got here as a pro. Inspiration can work both ways. Like, just being on social media and not posting, you can get inspiration from other women and people who are posting, which is awesome. And you can also be the person that is inspiring, that is encouraging someone to take up that next step. You never know who will see your post and who you can inspire. So if inspiring the next generation, encouraging more women and people to enter into the trades is something that you want to do, social media is a free tool that you can use to access and support and inspire a lot of people. And the fourth thing that I have as a pro here for social media as a tradeswoman is it's a form of journaling. Like, I personally love thinking about posting and posting like something with a long caption, because it's like a form of putting my thoughts into the outside world. It is a form of journaling for me, and even as like a journal that you can look back on different jobs, how you've done that, if you're looking at that thing, you know, even just using it as a, this is something cool that I've done. If I need to pick me up, I can look at it. All right, they're all the pros. Some of the cons, which may be stopping you from posting on social media, coming out, like just identifying as a tradeswoman on the internet, is probably like the best way that I can put it. Things can be used against you. And then I have harassment, bullying. They all kind of come into the space. And I've seen this. I've had this happen to me. You know, the comments of, does she really even know what she's doing? She's not a real tradesperson. She's just doing it for the likes. She's only just used this tool once. She doesn't look at, you know, look, she's done this. She doesn't even know what she's doing. Or, you know, nitpicking at every little safety thing. Like, if you're not, like, 110% safe, like, then you're, you know, you're worthless, your trade is worthless. They can be really, really cruel. You know, some things, like, personally, in my opinion, ladies, tie your hair up. I do not want your hair to get ripped out. I know it looks good and it can look good on the gram, but please, I do not want your hair to be ripped out by power tools or caught on anything. That's my personal grievance. Safety glasses, you know, all those kind of things, eye protection when you need them. You know, there's the thing of, like, encouraging someone to be safe, and then in the internet they like to attack you for it if they – sometimes they can. Sometimes they can attack you. These are risks. These cons, the bullying, the harassment, the sexism, things being used against you. They're real things that can happen that you – like, I've seen happen to different people, and it's not a great experience. I'm not going to lie. It doesn't look like a great time. It hasn't been a great time when it's happened to me. And I'm not going to write that off at all. Social media as a tradeswoman can be so powerful. There is a risk to putting yourself out there. But for you, look at your situation and weigh up the risk and the reward. What are you craving right now? What's your goal right now? Is your goal to become more connected? Then I would say, yeah, putting yourself out there as a tradeswoman on social media aligns with that. Do you want to inspire the next generation and other women and people to enter into the trades? Then yeah, social media aligns with that. Everything comes with a slight risk. And honestly, personally, social media is awesome because you can just block and delete people. There's also that. That kind of gets rid of most of the cons. You can block and delete people. You can make your page private. There's all different things that you can do. Personally, I would say go for it. Put yourself out there. The friends that I have built by putting myself out there on social media are amazing. I would not change it for the world. Even if it will always come with those cons, I will continue putting myself out there because I know that there's more and more amazing tradeswomen to meet. If you want some help navigating your thoughts about this, please feel free to reach out to me. So, talking about social media, my social media handles for Instagram is Louise as a Party Coaching. For Facebook, you can follow me on Facebook, friend me on Facebook, Louise as a Party. And I've got a Facebook community called Tradeswomen Owning Their Power. Please feel free to join that as well. Obviously, you're listening to the podcast. And if you want to contact me, please do. I would love to have a chat to you. We can have a one-off conversation, or if you would like to work with me and have me as your coach more long-term, please. I would love to talk to you about that. I would love to help you succeed in whatever way you want to succeed. Now, this episode's supporter is Middies. Middies is comfortable women's underwear. And I can say that fully with my experience of ordering them and then throwing all my other underwear in the bin. Let's be honest. I love Middies underwear. They're perfect for working when you're working on the tools and you don't want to have to think about having a wedgie. Let's be honest. I've got a 10% off code, which is Louise as a Party, and there is a link in the show notes. Have an amazing day, guys. And I just wanted to let you all know that I believe in you and that I'm here for you and I support you. And I know that you can achieve amazing things. I'll talk to you next time.